All right, I'm Tom Fisher of bourbonblog.com. I have on the phone with me Sheriff Melton from Kentucky, from the Franklin Sheriff's County Office.
Yeah, we are the Franklin County Sheriff's Office for the Capital County of Kentucky.
Right. Well, I know you do a great job there. And obviously, every crime is a serious crime. This one, though, I mean, this is getting a lot of buzz already online. A lot of people just would love to have their hands on a bottle of Pappy Van Winkle bourbon. And apparently some has been stolen. Can you tell us what has proceeded up until now?
Sheriff deputy was dispatched to Buffalo Trace yesterday about 4:10. Upon their arrival, they were greeted and advised of a theft of about 65 cases of three bottle cases of the 20-year-old Pappy Van Winkle, and then also the about 9 cases of the 13-year-old Pappy Van Winkle. Upon the investigation, it appears as though it was an internal theft. Right now, the detectives were put on the case this morning and got a copy of it, and they are obviously actively investigating this case right now as a felony theft.
All this bourbon together is worth around a little over $26,000.
Yeah, $26,025.
Is this one of the larger thefts that you've seen recently in Franklin County?
As far as bourbon, yes. This is a very rare case. They've got really tight controls, as you can imagine, on the bourbon that are in their facilities, and they do a great job with that. So this is very, very rare to have this type of case, but it is a significant theft. Anytime you've got $26,000 of a product missing, obviously that causes some great concern.
If the thieves are caught with the bourbon and they have drank some of the bourbon or they haven't drank some of the bourbon, if the product is still intact, will the punishment be the same?
Oh, absolutely. The theft is theft.
Right.
And obviously the intent's there to deprive the owners of that. And,
right.
Yeah, that's a problem.
How would you go about locating bourbon like this? I mean, are you looking around for people that might have bottles of Pappy in their hands?
This is a very, very rare bourbon.
Right.
I mean, it's very, very highly sought and very, very rare. And, as a result of that, it's not that common out there. So, obviously, we're checking different areas and conducting that investigation, and detectives will follow every lead we get.
This is such a rare bourbon. Of course, you're the sheriff. You're very well respected in Franklin County there. Have you ever tried any of the Pappy Van Winkle bourbon yourself?
I have not.
So rare, you haven't even had a chance to try it.
No, I haven't. I haven't, and we're here, and they're great corporate partners here in our community, and they do a great job here working with this community and doing
sure.
And,
it's a great story, and I would hope. I mean, has Buffalo Trace Distillery offered any kind of reward? Like, if you help us find the bourbon, we'll give you a couple of bottles. I mean, not to the sheriff's department, but is there any kind of reward bourbon up there, up on the shelf for anybody?
Not yet. We are, hopefully they will offer a reward leading to the arrest and conviction of those that are responsible. But as of right now, they've not done that. We're talking about that as we speak.
There's a chance that the thieves might be trying to put this up on eBay. They may be trying to offload it as we speak. It's possible, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And again, we've got people that are actively working as we speak on that.
Well, we appreciate that. There is this thing called a thief in the world of bourbon. The thief is the instrument that you stick into a barrel that helps you thief a little bit of the bourbon out to try it. It's this long rod that's used. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's actually called a thief. There actually is an instrument called a thief that a master distiller uses and sticks into a barrel just to pour a little bit out there for you. But now what we're really talking about is a bourbon thief. Most likely what you're telling me at Buffalo Trace Distillery, there is a good chance that it was an inside job. But there's a chance that it might not be. Is that correct?
Well, we feel pretty sure. I mean, with the tight controls, and it was in a secure area of the distillery there, so we feel pretty certain that it was obviously an internal theft from there with one of the employees.
But just in case for anybody who's listening who might actually own some Pappy Van Winkle bourbon inside their liquor cabinets, they should probably keep that locked up too, I would hope.
Oh, Oh, absolutely. I know it retails about $130 a bottle. I know that I've been told it's being sold on other sites for $300 to $400 a bottle. It's very, right. very, very highly sought after. So, yeah, I'd say if you got it, you ought to hang on to it.
Yes. Well, it's Sheriff Melton, and we appreciate the time here on bourbonblog.com. We're going to follow that story. Anybody that has any information on this, I mean, obviously there's a lot of people who are now following this story on Facebook, on Twitter. They may be seeing some Pappy Van Winkle that's going up on eBay, on auction. How can they, you know, get a hold of you, or how can they let the authorities know about this?
We have a text to tip line. It's 502-320-3306. You can do that. You can go to Facebook for Franklin County Sheriff. It'll be on there, and you can message us, or you can call us at our office number, 502-875-8740, and you can leave a message there as well after hours if you have any information leading to who may have done this or where it may be.